Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Come on, just begin to praise him. Wherever you are right now, just begin to say thank you, Jesus. Just begin to tell him, Lord, I thank you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you praise God for another day? Do you give God thanks today? Hallelujah, God, we worship you. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you today. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and praise be to God. Praise ye, Jehovah. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, which takes you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory and victory and success in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today is recovery is a good thing. Recovery is a good thing. And we are in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me to both podcasts. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S-I. .org. But your best way to ensure that you never miss any of these powerful teachings is to follow the podcast. Do that by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or the letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive the recording via text. If you can't tune in live Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., and a reminder text when Real Talk goes live on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, let me know how you're being blessed, whatever it is that you need to contact me regarding on my ministry website, rossi.org. rawsi.org. By now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, reading from the KJV. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, talking about Jesus, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Last verse. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord for his word. Give God a shout of hallelujah wherever you are. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. Recovery is a good thing. Say it again. Recovery is a good thing. Over the last 2 days, I have been recovering from a little temporary illness. And you know how sometimes you're required to stay indoors for the first 24 or 48 hours. And if you're someone like me who's always busy or doing something, staying indoors and having to just kind of be less active is not your forte, right? It's not your cup of tea. That's not what you really want to do. But one of the collateral benefits of, you know, having to remain still, if you will, is that it also gives you a time of reflection and to think about things. And hopefully during that time, you think about yourself and where you are, what you're supposed to be doing. You praise God for all of his many blessings. And I don't just mean material things, because the blessings of God expand way beyond that. But you just think about where you are, what you know God has called you to do, if you're doing it. If so, how can you improve upon it? Because you always want to perfect your craft and your calling in the Lord. And if not, what are the obstacles, right? Additionally, you may just start reading different things because now you got time. So one of the things that has been going around the internet during these past 2 days is this viral video of this pastor in Texas having sex and performing oral sex on his mistress. And I mean, it's graphic. You see him, you see his face, you see her, you see everything. And so there are different snippets of it, but if you've seen, I guess, the whole thing or both of it, someone alerted me to it, you definitely see the sex. I mean, it's not blurted out. There's no blurbs or anything. And so then, of course, what we begin to deal with, you know, was the fallout of that. Many people who are not Christians saying, well, look, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody's always telling me why I need to be a Christian, and I'm telling you, I don't need to do that because the people whom I see leading the people live no better lives than I do. And he's married. Let me say that as well. He's a married pastor. And so in a lot of the different videos, they also showed videos of him up preaching at church. In other words, to show this is who he is on Sunday, but then here he is with his mistress out here doing these things, and it's recorded. And, of course, people made jokes about his church. We know his church will be full on Sunday. Women will come in with their dresses hiked up. It'll be full because people want to hear how he's going to try to defend this. It will be full because people want to hear what his wife is going to say. Quite frankly, you know, generally, as we've seen, a lot of pastors aren't held accountable in these situations, right? What usually happens is the pastor stands up and says it was the devil. The wife stands up and says it was the devil. Everyone blames it on the devil and deflects, and nobody talks about the accountability because that's necessary. You see, in Philippians 2, 8 through 12 that I read to you, when I started in verse 8 talking about Jesus, it said first that he did what? He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Then it said, wherefore? Because of that, in other words, God also highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name. So how does that tie into what we're talking about today? It ties in, brothers and sisters, because the recovery of living a facade, the recovery of coming out of sin, the recovery of truly deciding that you are going to be true to the God ordained you, that you really want to live this life of casting off settlement syndrome, just settling for any and everything, casting off deflection syndrome, that it's everybody's fault but mine. The devil made me do it. The mistress made me do it. She made me do it. He made me do it. My wife wasn't good enough. She wasn't giving me enough sex. The mistress is the Jezebel. The recovery of projection and transference syndrome. The church transferring all the blame to the woman like it's usually done. Oh, she's the Jezebel. Pastor, we know you didn't mean this. Despite all of the deliberate acts and conduct that had to be done to create this. Recovery is a good thing. Glory. Because recovery from blaming everyone else, recovery from arrogance, recovery from disobedience, allows us to truly align ourselves with the Lord, to experience the best things that God has to offer, so that we then get to that last sentence in verse 12 that I read unto you, where you are working out your own salvation, glory, with fear and trembling. In the book of Ephesians, isn't this good teaching? Chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. The Bible teaches us that we are not to be as men pleasers, but we're to be servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord. You see, part of the reason we keep finding ourselves in the illness of backsliding, the illness of settlement syndrome and deflection syndrome and projection and transference, the illness of always living in insufficiency and lack, is because we're too busy trying to be men pleasers as opposed to trying to please God. We're trying to make sure the pastor likes us. The church likes us. We're so caught up sometimes in even the legalism of church, the tradition and the doctrines of the church, that we've even lost the spirit of God, and the word of God is nowhere in it. It's just always about, what do you prefer? See, as a minister, it is my job to teach and follow the word, not only to correct you, but to correct myself when I'm in sin, because the word applies to all of us. But it is also my duty to distinguish what I'm teaching as the word of God versus just what Rossi likes, versus just what is Rossi's preference. You see, we've gotten people caught up into doing all kinds of things, following things to their detriment that really aren't God's word. They're just what a particular denomination or pastor or church's preference is. And doing so, we've placed them in a position of illness because they're so bound with the legalism, Jesus. They're so bound with the traditions of men that they can't even really spread their wings and work out their true soul salvation to please God. You got folks who are more concerned about whether or not they got somebody out there for parking lot ministry every Sunday than whether the person comes in and actually hears the word of God. Folks can park their own cars. Or if you need to direct traffic, direct it until the word starts. But if they're not there by the time the word starts, why are you making someone else miss the word that is necessary to help them to be saved? Because you need parking lot ministry. We have churches. I can remember sitting in a training last year. I'll never forget this. And a person saying that she had this color of fingernail polish that she liked, but she stopped wearing it because one day one of the mothers of the church came and told her that's too loud for church. Now, because that's working out her own soul salvation, there was nothing for me to say, but I sat there and I pondered that thing. Wow, God, you said you've called the young because they're strong, and you have the old because they know the way. So out of all the wisdom the mother could have imparted, out of all the things going on in the world that the mother could have imparted about how to live right, her focus was to go to someone and tell them, your fingernail polish too loud for church. Work out your own soul salvation so that you recover, so that you are whole, so that you're not bitter and jaded. Glory, so that you're not living underneath the privilege of God, because you're too caught up and everybody needs to measure if your skirt is down to your ankles. People are missing God. Souls need to be saved. People are dying. Glory. And the illness that even we of the church are imposing upon them. Recovery is a good thing. Humbling yourself and submitting to the will of God, it is a good thing. Being obedient to Christ is a good thing. And if you do so in due time, he will exalt you and reward you. So work out your own soul salvation, pursuant to the word and will of God. Not what Rossi wants you to be, but who has God ordained you to be. Not even what you want you to be, because the flesh, it wars against the Spirit of God, and in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. Some of you are working it out saying, I'm just real, I'm just 100. Well, no, really, you're just rude and disobedient and rebellious. I'm talking about work it out towards pursuing the will of God, the mind of God, the love of God, the goodness of God, the blessings of Christ. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. You are blessed going in and blessed going out. You are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Why would you settle for less? Recovery is a good thing. We're about to go into prayer. Knowing who you are in God, it is a great thing. And living out your God-ordained purpose and destiny so that you can expand this kingdom, so that you can be a positive impact, a positive catalyst and change agent in the earth. It is a wonderful thing, glory, to be who you are supposed to be in Christ. Not seeking popularity, not worrying about what others think. As a Christian, as an evangelist, and as an attorney, I know my purpose, call, and destiny in Christ, and I don't veer from it. People will offer for me to do all kinds of things, but if it's not in my lane, I say I can't do that. I may support you in it, but it's not for me to be the person to do it. I don't care if people don't like the clients I represent. I don't care if clients only want me to say things to make them feel good. No, I got to work this thing out. Glory. Glory. Recovery is a good thing. Don't you love it? Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you and we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you because we have been set free. We have been liberated today, Lord. So many of us have been walking around living beneath our privilege. So many of us have been walking around living in settlement syndrome and deflection syndrome and, Father, living in transfer and projection syndrome. So many of us have been living in rebellious and disobedience syndrome, two-faced syndrome, and, Father, living behind a facade because we don't even truly know who we are. We are confused about our call, confused about our purpose, confused about our destiny. We're confused about so many things, what we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be, who we are. But God, you said if we would humble ourselves, glory, humble ourselves before you, before your will, seek your perfect will and your perfect way, then you will exalt us. Lord, help us to work out our own soul salvation, not pursuant to the flesh, not pursuant to carnality, not pursuant to sin, not pursuant to being judgmental, not pursuant to being self-righteous, not pursuant to putting all these weights on people so that they can't even see you anymore, but pursuant to your will. Glory. This is how we expand your kingdom. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them and open doors. Make ways. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, thy name remained worthy to be praised. And so we bless you. Oh, we praise you. We bless you, great Jehovah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. This is truly the day you made. We'll rejoice in it. We'll be enthusiastic about it. We'll exalt your name and forever give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Recovery is a good thing. Amen. Come on and bless the Lord. I'm going to do the altar call and end with your task for today. But just say recovery is a good thing. Speak to yourself and say, self, recovery is a good thing. Glory for those of you who are unsaved or who have backslidden. Please. please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am recovered, Jesus, from the illness of sin. I am recovered from being a man pleaser. I am recovered from just trying to please my own flesh. I am recovered from blaming everyone else. I am recovered from everything not like you. And I am healed. I am whole and I am free. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, I just magnify the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. This Sunday, you're welcome to worship with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in Miami at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. The address is on my ministry website if you are unable to write it down, rossi.org. Sunday school starts at 9 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you're in church. Make sure you tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And make sure you follow so you don't miss a teaching if you can't tune in live. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is recovery is a good thing. Your task for this weekend is to not only live in wholeness and the healing that has occurred in every area of your life today, but to help someone else heal as well. Share this teaching. If you receive it by text, forward it. If you don't receive it by text, just send someone to the website, rossi.org. It'll be there all weekend, rawsi.org, and contact me there. I'd love to speak with you. All right? Recovery is a good thing. Learn how to live the true God ordained you. You've suffered enough. You don't have to live that way anymore.
It's been a long time coming, but I know